Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Insight into Healing. My name is Alexa Servodidio, and I'm your host. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Remember, Insight into Healing airs Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/insightintohealing. Please send all questions or show questions to insightintohealing@gmail.com. Also, please check out my book, Finding Your Peace Within the Chaos, at CCB Publishing. Okay, and then Westchester Fashion Week will be holding its semi-annual show on February 18th in Yonkers and February 19th in White Plains. They will be featuring two distinct shows featuring designers and performers from the tri-state area. And I'm so proud to announce that I will be the MC for the February 18th show. For more information, email westchesterfw@gmail.com. Well, tonight I have such an exciting show. On the line, I have Pam Ellis, the Berkshire Medium. The communication process of mediumship is a bridge of two worlds that connects us with our spirit loved ones, helping bring closure and helping to heal. As years passed, Pam has nurtured her beliefs of her psychic abilities and has always known the day would come where she would be able to share her gift with everyone. Pam now spends her days relaying messages from loved ones who have crossed over. Pam has helped hundreds of people connect with loved ones who have passed. She's performed readings for people across the country and around the world. Pam provides individual, group, and large venue readings. In fact, she recently hosted a sold-out event at the Worcester State University and Southern New Hampshire University's Welcome Back Weekend. Pam has also recently appeared on Aspire TV and The Jerry Caruso Show. Pam, welcome to Insight and Healing, and thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Thank you. Thank you for having me this evening.
It has been so exciting. I've been waiting so long for you to come on the show. And Jerry Caruso, our mutual friend, has recommended you. And he just, you know, cannot speak highly enough of you, of how incredible you are and your gift. How did you get started in this?
Well, it's actually a very interesting story. I always knew there was something going on from the time I was a child. I wasn't sure what it was. But I dealt with a lot of anxiety and depression because of it, so I actually squashed it well into adulthood, and I was volunteering at a nursing home, and I went for Reiki training, which is energy healing, and I thought, oh, this is crazy. This is never going to work, but I did it, and I did it on my residence. I loved it. I kept going with it. I became a level 2 practitioner, and honest to God, the door just opened up. It was like one day spirit gone wild. Not literally, because I always knew, but at that point I was ready to embrace, and all the anxiety and depression had lifted.
Yes. And I mean, it's such a gift that you have, and I know we were speaking before the show about how healing this is and how really it's so amazing for you to be able to give back and see people really heal and be able to connect with their loved ones that have passed.
Definitely. It's definitely a gift. It's extremely healing. I think that is why I do this more than any other reason is, I think we talked about it a little bit, people can get stuck. They can get stuck in a depression, missing their mother or their husband or their child in particular can be extremely difficult. And just being able to bridge that gap and bring that forward just provide such peace and comfort for people. I just can't explain how healing it really is.
Yes. And it's interesting. Do you know if you're reading for a large group or an individual, do you know who's going to come up for them? Do you feel like if you're going to have to read for a certain person, is there a chance maybe a loved one is not, maybe a loved one for somebody else is going to show up? I mean, how does that work?
Well, that's interesting. Most of the time I get who people want, but frequently I also get who other people will want who are trying to reach their other loved ones. So I'll just ask people to pass the message along, not to inflict my views or what's going on with me, because people come to me, I feel, when they are ready. They're ready to hear from people. But that does both things do happen. They do happen frequently.
And I think how amazing is that for to show up for a reading and it for somebody else, and then have your loved one comes through and speak to you. And I think that's what's so amazing. I mean, we see sometimes on television when they have different mediums on television, and it's just so powerful too to have someone come across and really, you know, speak something that you know it's really them talking to you.
Right, exactly, which is exactly what I do. It's called evidentiary reading. Generally, I'll be able to give somebody some pretty specific information that there's no way to research. There is no way to know, like, he ate wheat toast on Wednesdays, for example. That's a crazy example, but I'm just putting it out there. So people really will be able to identify and know that it's their loved one.
Yes. Do you ever feel when you're not doing a reading, do you feel sometimes different people have crossed over? Do you feel they contact you, or is it really just when you're about to do a reading that they come to you?
It is a little bit of when I began, it was, as I said, everybody everywhere. I was in New York City. I felt like I'm her mom, I'm her dad. And it just like everything else in life, we have control of ourselves. So I was able to set boundaries very quickly, or it could make you a little crazy, I think. So I set boundaries and said, okay, I'm going to hear from your loved one at this time. And it really does work.
And I think also, you know, I'm a strong believer in God and also a strong believer in mediums, and that, you know, your loved ones do try to speak to you after they cross over. And I've noticed many times different signs from my loved ones that have crossed over. And sometimes people say, oh, it's just a coincidence. And it's not. It's just different signs, you know, with ladybugs or different types of stones and things that come up. How do you feel about that?
Oh, I feel signs are around us all the time. And the way that I tell people, you'll know, not every light bulb is a sign that goes out. However, you will know because you will feel it, and you will feel it so intensely, and you'll just know. And people tend to doubt that intuition. They say, oh, no, it really can't be. But really, you do know. If you've experienced the sign, you do know, be it a ladybug or a cardinal or a song on the radio or, you know, electrical activity at times, so things like that, all the time.
Yes, and I think so many times about, you know, being contacted by your loved ones, that it is to let you know that they're okay, for you to move on, for you to start healing. Because as a psychotherapist, I work with a lot of people who've had such traumatic loss and trauma in their life, and it's so hard to move forward that, you know, sometimes just being able to hear a song or have their loved one contact them and say, I'm okay, and for them to know they're not crazy, that this actually does happen, and I'm a firm believer in that, it's such a revelation.
Oh, it's a wonderful revelation. And again, it provides such comfort and such healing for people, just an amazing feeling. And you must know this as being a psychotherapist, just a burden is lifted when they do hear from that person, or they finally know, oh, she is okay. So it really makes a difference in the quality of life and the peace that people experience.
Yes, yes. It's just so powerful to see people start to move forward. And I think, you know, to know that our loved ones are always watching over us. You know, it's very, you know, of course, traumatic and sad when they cross over. But I think it's knowing that they're always there with us, they're always watching us and always caring about us, which I think is such a strong feeling, and also very peaceful to be able to carry that along with you.
Without question. It is the most comforting feeling in the world to be assured that your loved ones are with you every day. And really, it's number one, what you've already said, for them to let you know they are okay, there's no more suffering, there's no more pain, there's no more anxiety, whatever they might have been experiencing in life, and to let you know that they're still loving and guiding you, just in a little bit of a different way.
Yes. So when you're doing a large event, how long do you usually stay with one person once they're, someone crosses over to speak to them? How long does that usually last?
It really depends on spirit and how strong an energy is. I tend to say that the earlier readings, the ones that come through the quickest, are usually the longest. It could be anywhere from 10 minutes as long as a half an hour, and, you know, my blocks of time for large group readings are 2 hours. You know, it's not a one-minute process where mom says hi, dad says hi. It's at least 15 minutes.
Yes, yes. And I think you really have to also spend that time, because I think it's such an emotional journey when someone crosses over, especially if they weren't expecting someone to contact them, that really to be able to sit with them. As in therapy, when someone really gets to a point where they really need to explore something, it's being able to sit there and really, you know, create that holding space for them to kind of go through that process of, you know, of healing, which is just such a powerful, amazing gift.
It really is, and it does make a difference. And your point is well taken about spending the time. Again, I have maintained this, and I continue to maintain this, that in a large group setting especially, I always tell people, I'd love to be able to read for each and every one of you. However, it's not possible. But rest assured, as much as everybody needs to hear from their loved ones, the people that get the messages today need it the most today. And that's why their loved ones are here.
And that's such a powerful point, I think, to bring up, is that, you know, the messages for the people who really need it for that day are important. Also, other people are important too, but that does not mean your loved ones are not there. They don't want to contact you. But these are the ones in the beginning that really need that message today for healing, for, who knows, maybe saving their life or moving forward. As I say so many times on my show, saying that one kind word or showing support to a stranger, to anyone, you know, has proved so many times to save somebody's life, that we all have such an impact and we make a difference just by smiling and asking someone, how's your day? I'm here for you. Let me know if you're okay. Really goes a long way.
Oh, there's no doubt in my mind. If I can share a little story with you, would that be okay?
Sure, of course.
Okay. I read for a woman whose dad actually had committed suicide, and it was actually, I was at a spa one day, and her dad was very insistent. It became her spa. It was his spa prior. I did not know him, but I felt his energy so strong. So I read for her, and later on she came back to me. She said, you know, I was on the verge of suicide, so thank you for doing that. And that was just something that came through, and he was really very insistent and so healing and so life-changing for this woman. I've never forgotten that reading.
Yes, yes. And I think that's just so, so powerful how, you know, we can all change somebody's life, and to move forward like that can really help someone find that, you know, when you're stuck on a certain memory or certain pain, something like that can just be that moment where, okay, I get it. And before the show, we were speaking that during the show, you're actually going to be doing a reading on my show for myself, for some loved ones that I've had that crossed over, which is just, it's so powerful, and I think it's so amazing. I can't wait to do it. I'm hoping I can stay, not cry during it, which is, you know, usually sometimes what happens when you hear from the other side, but it's just, it's so powerful, and I just can't wait. I'm definitely looking forward to that. How is that? Because you had said that some people from my side have showed up before the show that were with you. How was that
right for
you?
You know, that as much as I set boundaries, definitely there are some energies that come through pretty strongly beforehand, and I kind of keep them at bay, but that's fine. They're funny, usually. They're excited. They're just as excited to talk to you or to communicate with you as you are with them, and I think that's what people don't understand. And it takes a lot of energy for people on our spirit on the other side to come through. That's why you don't hear from them as often. Time is infinite on the other side, and it is not infinite here. The other piece to it is I tell my own clients personally, I won't see you any more often than 3 to 6 months because there's nothing new to say. And I will maintain that any medium that tells you otherwise, you should take your money and run.
Wow. So you feel a good 3 to 6 months is really a good time in between. So if anything new comes up, but to really be able to digest what is being said and to see how that, you know, comes out in your life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think you need time. It, like I said, it's infinite on the other side. And again, it takes energy for your loved ones to come through, and a lot of energy at that.
How is it for you? Do you feel exhausted afterwards? Is it really tiring for you? Do you feel energized?
It's an interesting feeling. The way that I describe it is it's a magical feeling, and I actually feel better after I read. I wouldn't want to read consistently for 8 hours straight because that can be very draining and not as accurate if you're going to go reading to reading to reading. But that being said, it's an absolutely magical feeling of the communication that you get. I feel energized. I feel more alive. I feel happy, despite the fact that people may be sitting in front of me crying, but they're crying because they're happy that they're hearing from their loved ones.
Yes. And does it make a difference if someone is sitting in front of you, if someone's over the phone? How does that work?
You know, I have that question all the time, and it's an interesting question. For me, it does not. I've done readings, you know, as far away as Africa and Australia, and I've done them online with typing as well. So it makes no difference to me as long as I'm communicating with you in some form that I can pick up on your energy and the energy that is with you.
And how do people contact you? Because I know I'm going to have many of my listeners are going to be definitely giving you a call or coming to see you. How does that work?
Sure. It's berkshiremedium.com, real easy to remember. It's Pam, the Berkshire Medium, on Facebook. You can find me. And the number is 413-464-4540.
And I think, can people come to you with questions? How does it work? Do they let you know, I want to contact this person or I have this question? Or is it just best to have you come and say, okay, this person is here and this is what's going on?
Everybody is different. I never require anybody to tell me anything. That's up to them. If you want to share information, you may. Most people don't, because they want to make sure that you're the real deal, and that's fine. And I bring who comes through for them. And I have never had an experience where someone said, oh, I really, you know, well, they might have wanted to hear from someone else, but the people they need to hear from the most, they usually get.
Yes, yes. I think like anything in life, the things that really need, especially in therapy, that need the most attention are the ones right there at the forefront that say, okay, let's see what's really impacting your quality of life. Let's really get down to the core. There might be the tough stuff you don't want to go to right away, but it's the stuff that definitely needs to be addressed in order for the process to move forward.
Sure, absolutely.
Great. So if you would want to start doing a reading for me, how would you feel about doing that? Because I've been very excited, a little overwhelmed, but very excited about it.
I'd be great with it if you're ready. I'm good with it.
Sure.
Okay. I have two people for you, or two energies for you. One is an older male in spirit. So this is Dad for you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I keep hearing over and over again, tell her how proud I am of her. Tell her how proud I am. So have you accomplished some major things since your father's passed?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
I wrote my first book, Finding Your Peace Within the Chaos. I've done my radio show and my television show.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. So he's so proud. And I'm just going to pause here for a moment, and I just want to make sure you know that you never need me to talk to your loved ones. They can hear you. So, again, any medium that tells you that, that's not true. You may not be able to hear them back, but they certainly can hear you. Again, very, very proud of you. So you are a daddy's girl, because I hear daddy's girl, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Without upsetting any siblings of yours or anything like that, he's almost taking you in his arms, almost like you're one of, like a favorite. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes, yes.
Okay, okay. Like, this is my baby. This is my girl. nice, nice guy, would absolutely do anything for you, anything for you. But he is telling you to relax. Does that make any sense to you? Are you overworked or highly scheduled?
Yes, definitely. Yes.
Okay. Okay. So take a break, baby. Take a break. Take a break. So feels like you might need a little bit of a break.
Yes, I can definitely hear him saying that. Yes.
Okay. Because I hear him say, for me, he comes through as it's all about family. It's all about family. You know, whatever we do in life, it really boils down to family and being there for one another. So highly, highly supportive of you, too, long before he passes away. For me, he's more modern than I would expect him to be, if that makes sense to you, embracing ideas and things like that.
Definitely, yes. Very modern.
Okay. Right, progressive for the age period where I can tell you that my own dad would not be as embracing to certain ideas. But
yes.
Wonderful energy, wonderful man. I have to tell you, he adores your mother. Adores your mother. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, of course, yeah.
Okay.
She took
care
of him
while
he was alive, many times, and then when he got sick too, yes.
Right. Here's the thing with your mom. I keep hearing him saying, tell my wife to stop remembering me sick, because she's torturing herself. In other words, as much as there's wonderful memories that go back over time, she keeps going back to that day where he's passing away. And your dad, for me, looks very different from the man he was to the day when he passes. Do you understand?
A little bit. I'm not really, He looks different now to you than the day that he had passed away.
No. He looks different from his healthy side in life. He's not different from that now, but your mom, I get her holding on to the image of him sick.
Yes.
Okay, and it's very difficult for her, and he's saying, I want her to remember all the good times we had. We had a lot of fun. We did a lot of fun things. I mean, he laughs all the time.
He's very funny, very sarcastic. He has a great sense of humor, always made everybody laugh.
Even when he's sick, that's the funny part. You know, he handles everything with such grace and such humor. And is actually pretty accepting of, you know, being sick and being ready to pass. Did he pass at home? Because it feels like, to me, like he passed, or he was home for quite some time.
Yes, he passed at home.
Okay, because I keep hearing, thank you for letting me pass my way. Thank you for letting me pass my way. Which usually for me means the person passed at home and is very grateful for that. And the other piece of it is, did all of his family members get time alone with him?
I think some did. Some didn't make it there in time because it happened pretty quickly.
Okay. Because for you, whatever you promised to him, I think it's, I will help mom, I will take care of mom, I will do everything that I can do. He heard you. And I know you had conversations prior to that. The other piece of it, just refocus for a minute, is the thank you. I don't know if it's you. I think it's you. A direct kiss on the forehead before he passes. Do you know what he's trying to show me?
I know I had spent the day with him before he passed, and then I had gone to a rehearsal, and he had passed while I was gone, but he always... But I did spend that whole day with him.
Okay. So, you know, thanking his family and thanking his family. And in particular, I got to tell you, thanking your mother for making his favorite food. Was she in the process of making his favorite food over those days?
Yes. She always did that. She's good like that.
It's a big deal because your dad likes to eat.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, he does. He's fun about it. He's really fun about it. But loves your mother like there's no other. And I got to tell you, I think it was this morning or last night, she's actually touching her ring finger and looking at his photograph. So if you could pass that along, she wants to acknowledge, he wants to acknowledge that for her, to let her know that he is
okay.
with her. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I also have an older female for you. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Rosary beads. She keeps showing me rosary beads. So is there a Catholic connection for her?
Yes, that's my dad's sister, Aunt Loretta. She just passed recently after Thanksgiving.
Okay. Why does she feel close to your mom in life? Were they really good friends?
My mom took care of her and was really went beyond, above and beyond when she was sick and was always, you know, doing the extra mile of calling and can I bring you food and helping her places and lifting up her spirit because she had fallen and she was in a nursing home and she really was going downhill and she felt very alone. And my mom was always there, come on, let's go out to eat. I'll bring you your favorite food. I'll make you food. I'll clean your house. Let's laugh and things like that. So, yes.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Because she's thanking your mother, thanking your mother, thanking your mother. And I get two things. I get your grandparents as helping her cross and your dad right there helping her cross when she crosses. So please take comfort in the fact that she was not alone because unlike your dad, I get your aunt is more afraid to pass away, if that makes sense.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, your dad was more at peace. Your aunt seems like she was terrified, as soon as that all comes to fruition, she's absolutely fine. She sees them. They take her across. She's happy. She was in a lot of pain to me. She was very, very sore, okay? She said, though, I had a good life. I really did. So was she quite old?
Yes, yes. In her 80s.
Because you see, I really did have a good life. And I can tell you right now, what we're doing right here, mediumship, she would never have embraced this in life.
No.
You know, this was like hokey and, you know, save your money, don't do that, don't talk to them, you know, that type of thing. But she knows now. She knows now. And I can tell you in her younger days, was her hair a big deal? Because she keeps kind of, I want to have my hair done or I want to do my hair.
Yes, yes. She was always done and ready and doing her hair, yes.
Okay. So, you know, again, it's just her way of letting you know that she is with you and that it is her genuinely. She also has, like, a distinct smell, which is lilac to me. Does she have some connection to lilac or lilac flowers or lilac perfume?
Yeah, I'm thinking definitely she had a home up in Old Saybrook, Connecticut. So yes.
Okay.
That
okay.
definitely
so
makes sense. Yes.
I can smell that very clearly. So she's very, you know, happy, and surrounded by peace and the things that she does love. Okay. I know she was in the nursing home, but was there somebody who also helped care for her home? Her actual go home.
Yes, my uncle, my other uncle, yes.
Okay, because she's, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, because she's, I couldn't do it anymore, if that makes sense. And boy, oh boy, I got to tell you, her feet are sore.
Wow.
Not now. Let me just explain that. When I say things like this, these are things that were in life. Once we cross, there's no more pain, there's no more anxiety, there's no suffering. So the number one question I probably get, is she okay? Is he okay? And of course, it's us that are left behind who suffer, not the people who actually do pass. They're instantly okay. And all of those things lift immediately. And I can tell you, your mom also asked for her to come through today.
Yes.
Because I know you had spoken to your mom about doing this interview.
Yes.
And one other thing with her home maybe it's in Old Saybrook, there's a lot of evergreen trees like around a property that she keeps showing me. Do you know where that might
yes.
be? Okay. Beautiful. Yes. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Quiet and peaceful. It just feels like the most amazing escape for me.
Mm-hmm. Yes, okay. I used to go up there with her when I was little every weekend.
Nice. It's a big piece of property, right?
Yes.
Okay. Comparatively, compared to like city, as in city living or things like that.
Yes. Well, then my grandparents actually had a real farm too, so that was another property that they had when I was younger.
Okay. I got to tell you something a little more specific about her too. She keeps putting on this, I think it's a coral color lipstick. And I have to have my lipstick. Do you understand that with her?
Yeah, she would always put it on at my book signings or everywhere. She wanted to make sure her lipstick and everything. Yeah, she always wanted to look good.
Which is funny because there's a couple of times where it's just on the edge of her tooth and somebody kind of points it out and she's like, oh, geez, and kind of wipes it off. So just know
she had a good sense
well.
Of humor, too.
Excellent. A lot like your dad. Not as sarcastic. For me, she comes through almost as, how do I want to put it, like the advice whisperer. Like, she's the lady everybody goes to kind of for the advice, and she's solid and that type of thing.
Yes, definitely.
Extremely intelligent. Now, can you tell me why she's almost like taking you in like you're her daughter? I know you're not her daughter, but she's almost like feels like you are.
Yes, I was very, very close with her. I visited her a lot, and when I was young, she always took me up to Old Saybrook. I spent a lot of time with Aunt Loretta, definitely a lot of time.
Okay. Because, again, you feel very much like her daughter to me. Not that you're not your mother's daughter, but it definitely feels like that. And there's something about old letters or old writings that she used to write. Are you aware of that?
No.
Okay, so just something to keep in mind. There seems to be some kind of like journal entries or diary entries, that type of thing, about her life.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So some pretty cool stuff. And again, if I can just bounce back to your dad for a minute. You think it's this morning, you say to you, Daddy, I love you. Please come through today. I do love you. Come through today. Do you know what he's trying to show me there?
Yeah.
So he wants to acknowledge that he is here with you and, you know, he is honoring your request. And he wants you to know that he's okay and that your Aunt Loretta's okay. However, that being said, I feel like they're kind of going, well, she already knows that. She's already kind of at peace. So what a nice thing to already be there, but always nice to hear from them.
Yes. And I think it's, you know, different stages in your life and just wanting the, you know, just to hear from the reassurance and, you know, I got a really big dog, and I said, I always can imagine him saying, really, could you get a bigger dog? I mean, you got the biggest dog anyone could ever get. I would always love to hear his comments about how big can your dog be.
Which is, you know, it's an interesting thing that you bring up the dog, too, because animals and babies are naturally intuitive. And what I'm going to tell people listening is, especially with the babies, don't squash it. We tend to say, oh, you know, you don't have an imaginary friend. That's not real or whatever. But if you listen to children, and I'm sure some of your listeners can relate, they will describe people who they've never, ever met to a T because they knew them before they even got here.
Yeah.
And we as adults, we tend to kind of squash that. And you know, I'm going to encourage that. We embrace it rather than squash it. Our kids aren't crazy.
No. And I agree with the same thing, that they're very intuitive and they sense things. They feel things because they're open to it.
Without question. Exactly. What happens with us through life, we get kind of skewed. We get, our experiences that we have create some doubt with us, some negativity within us, some, you know, different things that can be an impediment to embracing spirit.
Wow. I mean, this is such an amazing gift and such an amazing journey to go on. And I just want to thank you so much. And maybe could I ask my dad one question?
You can ask anything you want.
And Aunt Loretta, what would be their advice for myself and for everyone listening? What would be their advice?
As far as moving forward or?
It's moving forward and healing.
Okay. To pay attention. That's the number one thing, that they are always around, just that we don't. We tend to be dismissive. Pay attention. You know, that was me when you felt that. And the other piece of it is, too, I just want to interject with them, too. When you have a dream and nothing bad happens in this dream, that is the way that they visit. It's the easiest way when our minds are most receptive. So to know that and moving forward, that they are always around. Trust your intuition. Trust your intuition. What you feel is not wrong. And that they're at peace. And that's the biggest part.
Yes. There's a peace. Pam, thank you so much. I just cannot wait to have you back again on my show. It's been just such a pleasure. And I'm so happy that Jerry Caruso put us in contact. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. I had a wonderful time.
Yes, it goes by so quickly. Sometimes the half hour, 45 minutes just seems to fly by. But thank you again, and thank you to all my listeners. Thank you for tuning in. Remember, Insight into Healing airs Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/insightintohealing. Everyone, thank you. Have a good night, and God bless.